When we were learning Daf Mem Beis in Maseches Nedarim, something jumped out at us in the words, which is absolutely critical. Here in Arzenu HaKdosha, we are following the halachos of Shemitah. It's the seventh year. And there's something that is in our Gemara that's absolutely critical to one of the most basic issues in all of Hilchos Shemitah. And that is the celebrated machlokas between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. In Sfat, in the 16th century, there was a fascinating disagreement, and that revolved around fruits that grew during the year of Shemitah under the jurisdiction of a Gentile. Does it have Kedushas Shvi'is, or does it not have Kedushas Shvi'is? The Minchas Chinuch explained in Parshas Mishpatim that the machlokis between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef, we'll delineate their shitos in a moment, revolves around a very basic chakira in the mitzvah of Shemitah. Is the mitzvah of Shemitah afkata de malka? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael are hefker, and therefore a person needs to act as if the fruits are hefker. And the Torah prohibits one from kotzer, cutting kederach hakotzrim, and collecting as if one is the actual owner. Or the chiyuv is afkata de gavra. And that is that every Jew has a mitzvah to be mafkir his field. Ramosha Feinstein goes as far as to say in the Igros Moshe, that it could very well be in Yoredei Chelek Gimel Simen Sadi, that there is a mitzvah for me, which we did in our backyard, to say that my fruits are hefker. And therefore, if it's a mitzvah, I'm not putting Ramosha together with the Chakira, but just using Ramosha to accentuate the point. If there is a mitzvah on an individual, the mitzvah is afkata de gavra, so then what comes out is a fundamental nafkamina, which to this day has different customs, particularly between Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, of whether fruits that belong to a Gentile are subject to Kedushas Peor Shvias. If we hold that the halacha is that Kedushas Shvias is a product of Afkata Demalka, that Hashem makes the Peor Zeret Yisrael Hefker, so then in such a case, a Gentile's fruits are also subject to Kedushas Shvias. This was the position of the Mabit. However, the Beis Yosef was of the opinion that when it comes to Shvius, Shvius is afkata de gavra, and therefore fruits that grow in a Jew's rishus, there's a mitzvah for him to be mafkir. If the Jew doesn't keep Shemitah anyhow, the fruits are prohibited. However, if it grows in a Gentile's rishus, it does not have Kedusha Shvius. Another famous nafkimin and a famous machlokas between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef stems from the above issue as well. And that is there a din of maestros on the fruits that grow in a Gentile's rishus during Shemitah? According to the Beis Yosef, the chumrah of the Mabit to say that it has Kedusha Shvius lends people to be over the iser of not taking off a necessary required meiser, because according to the Beis Yosef, there's no Kedusha Shvius, and therefore there would be a regular chiyuv of meiser on the fruits, in contrast to, of course, Shemitah fruit does not have meiser. The Minchas Chinuch develops other nafkaminas of whether we say it's afkata de malka or afkata de gavra. He wonders, even though Reb Chaim Kanievsky rejects this in the Derech Emuna, that it could very well be that when it comes to the mitzvah asay of being mafkir in the field, so then in such a case, women should be exempt from that because the mitzvah asay is man grama. Again, in the Derech Emuna, in the opening lines in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, Reb Chaim Kanievsky rejects that opinion and says, Lukulei Alma, women would have a chiyuv of being mafkir their field, and their fruits would have Kedushas Shvius. The Chazon Ish, and we've discussed this in detail, you could find it online, the Chazon, in our Shiurim in Hilchos Shemitah, we spent a lot of time developing this sugya, not Dafyomi style, but Iyun style, going through the position of the Chazon Ish, who really felt strongly that the Mabit was correct, Aliba Lahalacha, and therefore in Bnei Brak, there are no Eg Kedushas Shvius, even if there's Peros Nachri. The Chazon Ish was also Mafgir Maisros Lechumra Ayin Sham. If you'd like to look up the Chazon Ish, a moment, I'll give you the Marim Makom. It's important Chazon Ish in Simin Yutes in Shvius, and we've discussed this in the Shita of the Chazon Ish in detail. What does this have to do with today's Daf? Daf Membeis in the Darm. The answer is everything. Comes along the Maharit, the son of the Mabit, and he points to today's Daf, interestingly, as being a Raya Alimta, a very strong proof, to his father's position that the Peros of Goyim have Kedusha Shvius. At the end of the Daf, the Gemara talks about a field and its Kedusha and its Halacha of Hefker in contrast to fruits. And the Gemara says that just like the fruits are Hefker, so too the field is Hefker. Says the Marit, the Gemara says, Rachmana Afgare, that the Torah makes it Hefker, both the field and the fruit. Ah! So what do we see? We see that Kedusha Shvius is something that is not dependent on a Bar Chiyuv, a Jew making Hefker, but even a Gentile, even his fruits would have Kedusha Shvius because Rachmana Afgare. So in fact, the words Afkata de Malka points out the Marit is Mefurish in the Gemara Amen Beis in the Dar. Now that is absolutely striking, because when we learned the Daf Gemara, we actually saw but didn't see what the Marit says. The Ran by us on our Daf says that exactly, Rachmana Afgare. However, if we take a look at our Daf Gemara itself, in the Gemara itself, the Gemara's Lashon is not Rachmana Afgare. In fact, Aranami Afgare is a Lashon HaGemara. Deperi Defgera. The Gemara does not use the expression Rachmana, the Torah, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, this is the Pasa Shulchan's response to the Ma'arit. In Simin Chav Gimel Sifkaten Chavtes, the Pasa Shulchan says, what are you talking about? Our Gemara makes no mention of Rachman Afgrei. That's not the Girsa that we have in front of us. It would seem that the Ma'arit had the Ran's Girsa in front of him, while the Pasa Shulchan has our Gemara's Girsa in front of him. Now, one small historical addendum is that if you take a look at the Oz V'Hadar Gemaras, which are absolutely fantastic in correcting and pointing out when our Girsa in front of us in the Gemara is not consistent with other manuscripts, there is no mention. The Oz V'Hadar is silent on this issue. Which means, as I understand the way the Oz V'Hadar Gemaras analyze all manuscripts, the Oz V'Hadar has done an excellent job of bringing down other editions, is that the Oz V'Hadar people are not aware of anybody who has any Girsa that has the Maharit's version or the Ran. The Ran felt that the Gemara should say that. Maybe the Ran had a Girsa, had a text, had a manuscript that we are in Zoche to have in front of us. The Pas HaShulchan's point, then, becomes even stronger. The Pas HaShulchan is noted towards the Beis Yosef, that Kedushas Shvius does not apply to Peros Goyim, and he has a Raya in the fact that we are not aware of, at least the editors of Oz V'Hadar, of any Gemara that supports the contention of the Ma'arit, that's Rachmana Afgare. And therefore, it seems that the Ran, on the one hand, is a Raya to the Ma'abit, on the other hand, the Gemara in front of us does not necessarily support Afkata de Malka. Now, of course, we cannot prove the Shaila based on the Girsa of the Gemara. This is still going to be a Machlokis of Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, because at the end of the day, even if the Gemara doesn't say Rachmana Afgare, you could understand that it's a Torah that's mafkirt. On the other hand, if you have the Ran's Girsa, Rachmana Afgare, then that seems to be a strong raya that the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Mem Beis proves the point of the Ma'arit and the Ma'abit and the Chazon Ish that Peros Shvius of a Goy has Kedusha Shvius. This Beis Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Mem Beis in Maseches Nedarim.